Now, Chris Kelly, this past weekend, you were at a big event at a Harley-Davidson dealership. It was a big breast cancer motorcycle event, and you said our former colleague, Weather Dave, got you in some trouble.
This lady came up. Now, she's a singer. She was singing at the event. She was a part of the band. And she came up, and she goes, "Do you know Dave Akin?" And I said, "I do." And
he's not around here right anymore. I don't know what he's done to you, but don't hold it against me.
She said, 3 years ago, I was singing at this event, and Dave Akin said on the microphone, "Boy, you sure have got a high roof to your mouth." That's a reference to the old Griffith show.
Yeah, I recognize it. I'm not sure everybody does.
60 years ago on the Andy Griffith Show, Jim Nabors, as Gomer, sang this song.
Santa Lucia, Santa Lucia.
And Andy Griffith went up to him and said, "Gomer, you sure got a high roof to your mouth." So every time.
It was a compliment.
It was like, it's a compliment. It's like, boy, you can really sing, like hit the high notes. I mean, here, listen to it.
Santa Lucia.
And Gomer said, "Oh, it's just caterwauling." But Andy said, "Oh, you've sure got a high roof to your mouth." So Dave would use that term, especially around me. We'd play Andy all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. And if somebody would sing, "Well, they got a high roof to their mouth." Well, apparently at this motorcycle event a few years ago, this same woman was singing. And Dave said, "Honey, you sure got a high roof to your mouth."
How did she take that?
Well, she came to me Saturday, 3 years later.
With a muscular boyfriend?
Yes.
Where is he?
Yes. And I said, "He's not
Where's
here.
Where's
Akin?" He's not here. He's not
Dave's
with us.
Not here.
I said, "Dave's not here." And she said, "Dave said I had a high roof to my mouth." And I said, "He did." And she goes, "What does that mean? Is that sexual?" And the boyfriend's like, "God darn right it's sexual. I know exactly." And
I'm supposed to beat him with a pool cue. Which one?
Where is he?
Somebody under the radio tent.
Dave's not here, man.
Our poor promotions man, Dawson, had to duck under the table.
Not me.
Guy with the pool cue.
Not me.
I said, no. I said, "That's a compliment from the old Griffith show." And she goes, "I know damn well that's not."
Well,
he said, "You sing like Gomer Pyle." What?
That's even worse.
Even worse.
That's even
Never
worse.
Never tell a professional
that. Oh, man. Apparently, that really sent her. She goes, for three years, I've been asking people, "What does it mean if I got a high roof to my mouth?" She thought it was sexual. Didn't
of course
you
did.
You know that.
All this makes so much sense now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? You have a...
Well, leading up all week long, I get our social media notifications.
Of course.
I kept getting notifications that somebody had tagged us the show in a post, and it was this woman who kept being like, "I can't wait till Saturday. I'm gonna find out exactly what high roof mouth means."
Are like, you kidding?
And I kept seeing these tags, and I'm like, "Well, that's weird.
You should have warned me."
But she said, and she kept mentioning, "I almost see Chris Kelly Saturday. I'm gonna get some answers." What? And I'm like,
You didn't want to mention. She came like a beeline. They had a break. She sang very well.
Uh-huh.
And then she made her way and she started pointing at me. And she's like, "I'm coming after
there."
You. And I was looking around like, "What? What was Akin?"
And all these people were like liking it, like, "Get him." And I'm like, "Oh, that seems odd." But I didn't.
You didn't want to say.
I didn't think that it was going to.
Man, she was all over me. I mean, she was all over me on that one. I'll tell you that.
It's funny because Biggie mentioned social media because Biggie and I were across town. We were at a different event when you were at the motorcycle event, Kelly. And a woman came up. Really nice lady. I think she may have been a client or she had rented some like her tent. Her merchandise tent was two or three down from ours.
Right.
And she came over and said, "I just want to tag you guys. What's your social media handles?" Mm-hmm. And I went,
I don't know.
So I turned. Luckily, BB Shea was there. And I said, "BB Shea, what are the social media handles?" And he goes, "I don't know." We had an ace in the hole.
Biggie was
underneath the tent because Biggie handles social media. And I said, "Biggie, what are our social media handles?" And Biggie said proudly, I don't know.
You can hashtag something. I don't know.
That's really
And she said, "Y'all should all deserve to be fired." And I said, "I know.
We're really cutting edge, aren't
we?" I mean, you talk about how dumb and out of touch.
My God. I don't know. I mean,
everybody else there from all the other stations.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We're live streaming.
Oh, yes, of course.
You know, TikToking and up and hashtagging.
That I can't tell you how many times people have said to me personally, what's your Instagram handle? I don't know. I have no idea what that is. I've got to get more in touch. I've got to get on social media.
Oh, here
I've
we
got
go.
To start doing this.
Ring the bell.
I have got to start doing
it's the once a year proclamation.
I got to get out there.
It's a little late this year.
I've got to get out there and do this.